Hello and welcome to How to Transform Anger into Love. So what do you do when anger comes up for you, right? Do you suppress it and therefore create illness or disease in your body? Or do you judge yourself and feel guilty when you react in anger with your kids, your family, or your partner? How do you feel, and what do you do when people around you get angry? Do you feel affected? Or do you try to run away or hide or avoid angry people? All of this is an indicator that you are in the exact right place. I'm really glad you're here. Because today, I'm going to walk you through my number one tool on how to never have anger affect you ever again. You'll learn how to transform the energy of anger into the power of unshakable love. And this will allow you to use anger for you instead of against you, and for love instead of against the love that you are. You're also going to learn the two hidden gifts that anger is trying to give you in your life. And once you receive these gifts and these awarenesses, you're going to find that any red flag of anger will dissipate immediately and instantly. So I'm really glad you're here, because I want to give you your power back. I would love for you to walk around never being affected by anger again, standing fully in your power, never letting angry people push you around. And mostly, that with this process, you'll finally get to have unshakable love. Okay? Love that is unwavering, unshakable, and standing so fully in source, you cannot be moved. And it's an incredible place to function from. So in my life, okay, I used to be completely affected by other people's anger. Many years ago, I had a spiritual teacher who screamed at me in rage. Now, thanks goodness I don't have that spiritual teacher anymore. But anyway, he screamed at me in rage, accusing me of judging and disempowering the people in his community. And at the time, I had no idea what to do. I was actually like shaking in fear on the phone. I was in shock. Okay. Well, deep inside, I could feel this livid rage wanting to explode from deep inside of me, while a whole bunch of other stuff went on in my mind to try to push it down, right? I was desperately trying to suppress it because I swore I would never be angry like my parents, okay? I wanted to be spiritual and a good person, and spiritual people don't get angry, right? So all of these beliefs and feelings, they just were looping endlessly in my head and my body. And I stayed there for weeks, I think actually a few months, okay? I had no idea what to do, and I was just completely trapped in the cycle until I developed this process. And just so you know, since I've ran this process on myself and turned my anger into love, my wealth expanded times four. Like times four, I'm not kidding. It increased the level of life force in my body, and I was finally able to be unwavering in my love. And now, like other people's anger has zero effect on me, like none, okay? Seriously, I'm completely unaffected by other people's anger and rage. So I want to give you this gift. I want you to be this strong in the power of love in your life. And never let anger affect you ever again. So let's get to it, shall we? Okay, awesome. So the first choice that you need to make, okay, is you have to unjudge the energy of anger. So let's look deeper into this and why this is actually required, right? So first, is anger truly bad, negative, unspiritual, or wrong? Is it really? Is that an idea that is true that source functions from? Or is that an idea that humanity has actually made that's actually a judgment of an energy? Yeah, it's a judgment that humanity made, and it's not actually real, and it's not actually true. And if you really look deeper into this, you know, are you really mad at the energy of anger, or are you really upset at the choice that the people in your life have made to actually use anger for harm? Now, it was an unconscious choice, I'm sure, right? And it was how they were programmed to explode with anger, right? And not be in control, not be able to use that energy for love, but to burst out in anger inappropriately, right? So when you look back at your life, was it really negative, the energy of anger itself? Like, if that anger was directed towards protecting your children, would it be a bad energy? No. If that energy of anger was put towards equal rights, is that such a bad energy? No. If that energy was put towards, you know, putting an end to animal abuse or the abuse of the planet, would it really be a bad energy? No. You see? So if you look at it, even in your childhood, right, is anger actually truly bad? Or can it be used to serve love itself? Okay, so that's the first piece, right? Because if anger, you have judged anger as negative, okay, you'll know because you'll avoid it, you'll try not to be it, it'll be a last resort, you'll be affected by other people's energy. When they're angry, you'll be hiding from it, you'll feel bad from it, you'll feel guilty for using it. All of those are indicators that you've actually judged anger as wrong or bad. Okay, and what happens is these judgments, they color your experience. So if you have a judgment that anger is negative, you'll have a negative experience with anger. Okay, and like I've spoken about quite a bit, it's like putting on circus glasses, right? The judgment is like the circus glasses that you put on. If you put on a negative judgment, you're going to have a negative experience. You're going to see it as negative. You're going to feel it as negative, right? And you're going to experience as negative. So you might think, oh, well, let's just make anger positive. Well, trying to make anger positive is almost like the opposite side of the coin of having anger be negative, right? It's not negative or positive. It's just an energy that can be used in lots of different amazing ways, really. So it's not bad, it's not good, okay? So in my life, okay, just to give you a little context here, I had a mom that often bursted out in anger and rage. And she had a judgment that anger was bad. Because people that burst out in anger and rage, what's really going on there is that they judge it as bad, they judge it as bad, they judge it as bad, they judge it as bad. And then the world pushes those buttons until they finally lose control, and then it's an uncontrollable volcano that erupts, and it just projects onto everyone. You know, it's at that point, it's out of control. So it's not a conscious choice to use it for love. It's an unconscious pattern that is trying to control people, trying to get them to do what you want. You know, it explodes out, and it doesn't feel good, right? Because it's not being used for good. It's actually being used unconsciously, really, against people or to have power over people. Does that make sense? So the version of where you judge anger is where you actually become a volcano that explodes in anger and you have no conscious ability to use it for love. Okay, so we want to get out of that version. So my mom had that version, and then my dad had just suppress anger at all cost. So he was in the complacent category where he would just suppress and suppress, suppress and suppress and suppress. And he almost had not getting angry is a good thing. So I'm just not going to do it. And then his buttons would get pushed and there would be an explosion. It's that passive aggressive kind ofness. So they really kind of carried both. So I got fabulous training about how bad and wrong anger is, how you should suppress it, except then you explode and then you judge yourself for being it because it's a bad thing and you shouldn't have beat it with your kids and how could you do that? And none of that works, right? None of that gets us out of the paradigm of anger. It just further deepens the experience of anger being bad and that we shouldn't be it and we can't use it for good, which just isn't true. Now, I want you to know also that I'm not blaming my mother or father, right? Neither are you blaming your mother and father, but it's important to realize what was there so you can go, ah, like it might have seemed that you had the kindest parents in the world, but really they were in total suppression of anger. Like they vowed they would never get angry because they might have had angry parents. And so in that vow, now anger is bad and untouchable. And I guarantee your parents got walked on by angry people, right? So if anger is bad and you can't be it and you don't have access to it, what happens is that the world around you and the people that are willing to allow anger to flow through them become people that can control you with their anger. And you might find that if you had parents that were like that, where it's like, well, they never got angry, so I still know what you're talking about, that they probably had the suppression of it. And then when you really look at it, you're like, did angry people kind of push them around? Did they become a doormat? You know, were they weak and powerless to certain people, right? Did people use that energy of anger to, you know, make them do what they want? Because you're going to find that that's the case, right? So we want to get you out of both those sides. Awesome. So for me, what I did as a little kid, as you probably might have done also, was I said to myself, I will never get angry like my mom did. I will never be an angry person. You know, I hate that energy. Right? So did you also have someone in your life that bursted out in uncontrollable anger and rage? Right? Or did you have a version of my dad, which was suppress, 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 and maybe express every once in a while, but feel really bad about it? Either way, you've been set up to have anger affect you because you have taken on that anger is a negative, bad, or wrong thing. So let's just dive a little deeper into this so that you just really understand it. There are 9 different things that happen when you have a judgment that anger is bad, okay? So the first thing is that judging anger as bad or wrong it actually makes it greater than you. Okay, but if you look at it, if you're like, oh my God, this is so bad, are you giving it power to be bad? Yeah, you're actually giving it the go-ahead to be a greater energy than you are. Isn't that amazing? So when you judge anger as being bad, you're making it greater than you. And what happens is that anger then has the ability to control you. Isn't that amazing? So let me ask you, like, how much do you love being controlled? If you're anything like me, you're like, oh, yes. No, I do not enjoy being controlled. Thank you very much. Right? So, you know, if you love being controlled, then just keep judging anger, right? It's like, oh, okay, I'm going to stop. That's it. I don't want to be controlled by anger. So if you're in that place, hey, you know what? I don't want to be controlled by anger. Therefore, I'm not going to judge it. Thumbs up. I got you to the right awareness there. Okay. So again, judging anger is bad or wrong. Okay. It makes it greater than you. You've actually said you're greater than me energetically in your consciousness. Now I give you permission to control me. And I also give permission for anybody who's willing to be angry to control me. So the second piece of this is that when you judge anger as bad or wrong, it actually makes you a doormat, okay? And people that are willing to be anger and willing to be angry, they can control and manipulate you with their anger. Ooh, yeah, and that isn't very fun, is it? Not so much. So in your life, have you ever had anybody do that to you? Where they start getting angry and you're not willing to be angry and you go into, okay, I'll do whatever you want. Just stop being angry. Or, yeah, I'll give you the money because I don't want to take you to court. You're too much of an angry person. Or I just don't want to deal with this. Like you have all kinds of ways in which you've allowed potentially people to manipulate and control you because they were willing to be this energy. Oh, amazing, right? Okay, so the third thing that happens when you judge anger as bad or wrong is that you become an instant victim. Okay, so it makes you a victim to anger and angry people. Now, here's a really important idea that will assist you in really knowing that, you know, we're going to get you out of that judgment of anger. So do people that perpetrate, you know, perpetrators, do they use anger to find out who is the prey? And if you're not willing to be angry, then they'll take advantage of you. Okay, they absolutely do. So what happens is perpetrators are people that want to have power over people, and they're looking for victims. But when you judge anger, you make yourself prey because you're like, well, I'm not willing to be this energy. And they go, oh, perfect prey. If you're willing to be the energy of anger, you'll no longer be prey, right? Because you're willing to be that energy too. Predators would much rather prey on somebody who's willing to be prey rather than somebody that's willing to stand in their power, because the prey is much easier. It's a much easier game for the predator. So it's important to realize that you don't want these predators being able to take advantage of you. Therefore, I'm really glad you're here so that you can be a total, you know, badass so that you can like be in all your power, so that you can stand in the face of any energy and go, well, I'm not affected. And they go, oh, well, since you're not affected and you're not making yourself pray, I'm not even going to try. So it's actually a way that you can protect yourself, your loved ones, your animals, you know, it's like from people, from anybody who is a predator. Okay. So the fourth thing, okay, so when you judge anger as bad, it's suppressing it in your system and in your body. And can actually create harm, right? So the suppression of anger is what creates those diseases and those disorders. When anger is flowing through you and you have no judgment of it, it has no effect on your body. It's just life force energy. It's a very powerful life force energy. So when you have judgment of it and that suppression, you'll find that it will damage things because it's a very powerful energy, and it's like you're literally creating this kind of ticking time bomb inside of you. The energy can't flow. You're pushing down that anger and you're suppressing it, and now your organs are taking it on, you know, and you're pushing it down, pushing it down, pushing it down, pushing it down, and it can create sickness or disease in your body. Okay, so the fifth thing is that when you judge anger as bad, it limits your flow and the fullness of your life force energy. Now, this is something that is very evident to me as an energetic being, kind of in the spiritual and yoga communities where, you know, we have such pure hearts and we're such good people that we do things like, I'll never be angry like I did when I was a little kid. And what happens is that I'm limiting the frequency that I can be. Right? I mean, it just makes sense. I swore I'd never be angry, so then I'm going to take whatever that frequency is and try to put it out of my field. So when that happens, and you're a limited frequency, okay, you'll find that those buttons can be pushed quite easily. Like, in the spiritual or yoga community, have you ever kind of walked into an event or a relationship and everyone's like, it's all good, it's all light, you know, it's all love, it's the way that it is. And there's kind of this like limited bandwidth that everybody's actually functioning from. And what kind of feels like is they're not really grounded. Yeah, now you're noticing it, right? So that's that judgment of I will never be angry. And then what happens is when life pushes your buttons in order to unsuppress that anger, then that real spiritual yoga, you know, everything's love and light person literally becomes like an angry, uncontrollable volcano kind of mess. Right? It's like, whoa, where did this person come from? So that's what happens when you judge anger. You limit your frequency, and then that frequency comes up to like explode all over everyone. So that's what's happening here. And you don't want to limit your bandwidth, the bandwidth of life force energy that you can be. You want to be the totality of the bandwidth without any judgment, right? So that you can really stand in source. And there's no place in which source energy can't fully flow through you. Yeah, see, look at this. Isn't it amazing? Okay, so the sixth thing that judging anger is bad or wrong does is it makes you wavering and unstable in your energy. Okay, and you don't really want to do that. You want to be solid. You want to be stable in life force energy. So if anger is a bad or wrong thing, anybody, again, anybody that's angry could come and just push your buttons and you're in an unstable, oh my God, I can't believe they did this to me. And you're flopping back and forth and you're not able to stand in love. So when you're willing to be all energies, there you go, you can't be moved. There's no place to move to. And just take a breath and just breathe in like, Breathe into that field of being completely stable. Beautiful. So, the seventh thing that it does, okay, it limits the energy of protection that you can actually be for you and for love. Okay, so what that looks like is that this energy of anger can be a tremendous protective life force energy protecting love itself. Okay, so for example, if there's a kid that's going to cross the street and you lay down the frequency of do not get on that street with all that power of anger for love, that's so powerful, they're going to jump back onto the sidewalk and it'll potentially save their life. Okay, so not only does it work in situations like that, but if somebody, say, comes along to you and you know, says that they're going to be a threat, which is a predator, to, say, your family, right? If you're willing to stand and be in all that anger and you have no judgment of it, then that predator is no longer going to try to prey on your family. It's like, oh, let me find a different family because these guys are way too powerful and... Right? So when you're willing to be that energy of anger, you can use that to say, no, I'm immovable. Like, this is not happening. Like, you are not touching my children. Right? And you're also going to give, if you have kids, you're going to bestow upon them their ability to protect themselves, which is really important too. Right? So that no predator can take advantage of them. Right? So if you have any young girls, they're going to notice, like, they're going to be willing to really stand up for themselves, speak out for themselves, to, you know, yell, to, they're not going to be tiptoeing around somebody who's prey, you know? It's like they're going to be strong and powerful, they're going to be able to say no, and the predator's going to, you know, be like, well, I don't want to prey on this child because... this child is way too empowered and is going to speak out and I know and I'm going to get caught and like all that stuff's going to go down. So it becomes a way that your children can protect themselves. Okay. And it also becomes a way that you can protect yourself. So same thing, you know, I found myself at one point jumping into an elevator and feeling this complete frequency of rage flowing through my system instantaneously for no apparent reason, right? And I, interesting, standing next to this guy in the elevator, livid rage is flowing through me, the guy leaves the elevator, the livid rage stops. And I'm like, guidance, what was that? And they were like, well, you were just in the presence of a predator. And we ran that energy through you so that he would know you are definitely not prey. Right? So... when you don't have a judgment of anger, it will allow this energy of anger to kind of come in. It'll allow the angels to be able to, or whatever it is that you believe in, source energy, to come in and really protect you. Because love really protects love. Okay? So in addition, you can make some very beautiful stands for yourself and humanity from this love. And it really becomes a way in which you protect and covet the love that you are. Because nobody gets to come between your relationship with you and love. Nobody gets to hurt your family. Nobody gets to hurt you. You're like, I'm willing to be the rage of the universe to stand for love. And your love becomes fierce. Your love becomes powerful. You become a very protective, very awesome mama bear or papa bear. Does that make sense? So you get to use it for protection, okay, and speaking out, which is really, really important, okay? So if you're not willing, if you've judged anger as bad, and you're not willing to be it, it actually keeps you from being fully heard and understood as a communicator. Now, this might seem like kind of a weird thing, but if there's a part of somebody's field, like the energy of suppressed anger that they have, that you're not willing to speak to, then they're not fully going to hear you. Whatever it is that you're communicating is not really going to come across all the way through them. Does that make sense? So in my world, because I'm willing to fully be the energy of anger and I can use it for love, I literally am being the entirety of the field. There's no place where anyone can hide from me. Right? So me as a being, I am able to be that speaker, that communicator that holds the totality of the field and really uses that energy of anger to be fierce in love. And so I become a very powerful communicator. Like if there's conversations going on in the back of the room, because I'm willing to be the energy of anger, those conversations stop before I start speaking. Because their whole system goes, whoa, she's here. I've got to listen. And I'm willing to have them hear me. I'm willing to be with the part of them that is, you know, they've even suppressed in anger and have that part of them hear me. Right? So the more you're willing to be, the more effective of a communicator that you can actually be. So the last element to look at is that when anger is judged as bad or wrong, it's suppressed. That's the function of judgment is suppression. Okay, and then what happens is anger is no longer able to be a choice. It just becomes something where somebody pushes the buttons and then it explodes like a volcano, which doesn't work for anybody because you then can't harness it for love. It becomes a thing that ruins relationships. It becomes a thing that burns bridges. It becomes a thing that creates division. Do you see what I'm saying? So when you don't judge anger, it doesn't come out like a volcano. And you can actually use it for love. You can actually choose it and choose to use it in the way that it actually works for you instead of against you. For love instead of against love. For connection instead of breaking connection. For building relationships instead of burning bridges. For the good of the planet instead of supporting what doesn't serve the planet, like fighting for peace. You know, it's like those energies don't work together. If you're fighting, you're adding to the energy of the fight instead of standing so fully for peace that nothing else can exist. So you can very powerfully do all of this when you have no judgment of anger and when all of your anger has been untrapped from that judgment and that suppression. Okay, so now that you're clear, you know, what anger does when you judge it, are you also now clear that you're ready to unjudge it and have it be a power of love that gets to be used on behalf of love? Yes! Okay, so just go ahead and repeat after me. I, and state your name, now accept that anger is not wrong, bad, or negative. In addition, anger is not good, right, or positive. I, and state your name, now unjudge my entire experience with the energy of anger. Take a breath and breathe that in. And just allow that entire experience of judgment with anger just to lift out of your system. Allowing that power to flow once again. Allowing those past experiences through that lens of judgment just to soften and begin to move into flow. And allow yourself to also relax your lower belly. Because for a lot of you, if you've judged anger as negative, then it's a negative experience. There's just a lot tied up in this energy that brings your nervous system to this heightened protective mechanism, which doesn't help the energy to flow. So allow yourself to just consciously override that system by relaxing your shoulders, relaxing your belly, relaxing your feet chakras and opening them, and breathing. So that your body knows, hey, it's okay. We can let this frequency back in. It's not a bad or wrong energy. And imagine that that anger, that energy of anger that is not bad or wrong, is really like the energy of Pele. A volcano. So allow yourself just to open up to that level of power coming up from the depths of the earth and through your body. There we go. Feeling that power, that bigness, that complete and total power of that energy of anger returning back to flow in your system. You can allow yourself to see it as this red-orange light. Just opening the doors to letting that red-orange powerful light come through you again. That's it. That's it. Another breath, just breathing that in. Opening those doors. Red, orange light, that power coming through. That's it. Yeah, that's it. That's it. Okay, so now that we've begun to work with your energy field and open those doors, you might find that something happens in your life that really pisses you off, right? So, and this may be just for the next time that you are triggered in anger. You'll actually have a process that you can depend on that will help you unsuppress anger. Now, if you want to, you can actually run this process before you're angry, but it's kind of difficult to do. So this program will be something that you want to keep on your digital library. And the next time something really ticks you off, you gotta make a date with this audio and completely unsuppress your system. Because we can do this. Once those doors are open, once that energy is flowing in real time, in real life, we can handle your entire judgment of anger. Okay, so I'm going to go into that process for you today so that you understand it, and then you'll always have it in your back pocket, so when anger comes up, it's really easy for you to, you know, go through the process, you know, return that anger to the power of love and never be affected by anger ever again, okay? So when that spiritual teacher did that with me, I was livid in rage, okay, and I didn't know what to do. So I began to ask the angels and upstairs, like, after a few months of just running around with patterns and realizing none of my solutions are working, I began to ask upstairs, like, how do I use this energy for me instead of against me? Because it was very clear that everything I was doing wasn't completing the pattern. It wasn't actually helping. It wasn't alleviating the energy, right? So I began looking at, what limitation could I annihilate with this energy of anger? Good question, right? So in the situation with the spiritual teacher, I had made myself wrong, okay? I had also made the spiritual teacher greater than me. So that's just one example here of a limitation. And you're going to find that when anger comes up in your life, there's probably some kind of limitation that wants to almost like burn like the phoenix in the fire, right? So that you come out rising like that phoenix in love. So for me, it was making myself wrong and making somebody greater than me. So when I asked that question from upstairs, how do I use this for me instead of against me? And then that question came of, how could I use this energy to annihilate limitations? I began to have an idea. And so what I did is, I'm so loving and so kind, it's like I didn't want to do this around anybody, you know, because it seems like anger had been such a destructive, hurtful thing in my life that I just didn't want to involve anyone while I was working out actually how to do this. And I recommend that for you too. I recommend that you don't use this energy or this exercise around anyone. Not your children, not your husband, not your wife, not your parents, no one. Not your dogs, not your kids, no one. Okay, you'll feel better about you if you just go out in nature. The trees are not going to judge you. They're not going to get overwhelmed. It's not going to ruin any relationships. The leaves will still love you. So they're really a perfect partner in this assignment. So step one is going out into nature and inquiring deeper about what limitation is making you angry. Right, so my example was that I'd made myself wrong and I'd made this teacher greater than me. So step two, while you're out in nature, not around anyone, you can also be in your car as long as you're parked, with all the power of that rage, that livid anger that's coming up, I want you to scream at the universe about how this limitation is no longer allowed to happen, that it's done. You're done with it. It is over. You are no longer making yourself wrong. You are no longer making anybody else greater than you. And allow yourself to scream with all of that rage and anger, okay, to end the limitation. This is no longer happening. I am never making anybody greater than me ever again. I'm not greater than, they're not greater than, right? And I am not wrong. I am not wrong. It's never been true, right? So you're going to just start screaming the truth at that energy of that limitation. So step three, once you've addressed the limitation, you can now direct it at the future that you're now commanding to show up. From now on, like, this is the way that it goes. I deserve this. I demand this. This is the way that it is, right? So from now on, I'm never making myself wrong for anyone, right? I'm no longer being the scapegoat. No one is allowed to blame me as if it's my fault. I am no longer looking at how I said or did the wrong thing. I deserve to have no judgment. Nobody's greater than me. I deserve to not be wrong. I now demand that this is the way that it is. I deserve to feel good about myself. I deserve to express myself. I deserve to have fun and joy. I deserve to do what I love. Right, so you guys get the hint. So in step two, you're basically claiming that this pattern is done. This limitation is over. And in step three, you're now claiming the future that you're now having now that this limitation is done and over. Does that make sense? Yes. I'm so glad. It's so awesome. Okay, so again, I have rules about this process. Okay, and I highly recommend that you actually follow these rules because these rules are going to help you not create damage. Okay, so the rules are don't do it around anyone. Okay, just don't. A lot of the times when you begin opening up this energy of anger and allowing yourself to flow with it, it actually feels quite good. You're like, oh, that's what happened with me. It's like my life force came back into my body. My being able to stand for me came back in my body. Like I said, my income went times four. Like everything started working out. Like I started getting booked for speaking engagements. Like it's like, whoa, I'm willing to be the energy of anger. And all of a sudden receiving more money. Like, and I'm, you know, booking all these beautiful places to speak at. And it's like, what's happening here? But it's true. Okay, you're willing to be more powerful is kind of the end result of that, right? So don't do it around anything or anyone that would be in harm's way because it'll destroy relationships and everything. And the other thing that I have as a rule is when you begin opening up this energy, this can begin flowing kind of through your life, and it can be bumpy at first because you're kind of still getting out of the judgment about it being bad or wrong. And so you'll wake up and just be livid and be like, what did Rika do to me? Why was this a good thing, right? So if that's the case, you can do the assignment again in nature always, right, until it kind of levels out because it will. But in addition, I would inform your partner, your family, anybody's around you, hey, today I'm just a lion. So, you know, anything that I say or do, just know that I'm going through this process where I'm taking my power back. It has nothing to do with you. So it's important for the people around you because they're going to feel that energy bubbling up and they're going to think, oh my God, like, what did I say? What did I do? Did I not fix dinner right? You know, I came home from school. Was it my fault? So you really want to inform the people around you that none of this has anything to do with them. Okay? And those two things really felt like the kindest, most loving way to approach this, which was really, really important for me. So the other thing I want you guys to really understand about this is that from then on, once your anger is unsuppressed, okay, for me, anger comes up in two scenarios from here on out, just two. So I know if there's anger present, I've got to kind of open up these two doorways, these two secrets, these two hidden compartments. And they're really like gifts of awareness that I or the universe is really trying to give to myself. Okay, so the first one is that somewhere in the energy, there's a lie that's present. Okay, so anytime anybody lies to me, I'm like, there's an instant kind of like, like anger, like vibe that happens in me. And I go, huh, is this person lying to me? And I kind of get yes, and it might be a yes and a no. They told the truth about this, and then they lied about this, right? So that happens. You're going to be like, why do I feel a little angry right now? Oh, wait, let's look back on Rika's formula. Okay, so there's two things that might be happening. Now that I've been willing to embrace the anger and let it flow through me and I don't have judgment of it, you just kind of notice its presence. You're like, oh, I see. Okay, so what are you doing here? Ah, so what lie is present? And you can ask the question, you know, what part of this is a lie and what part of this is true? When you try to make something that's a lie true, like you try to believe someone when you know that they're lying, you're going to get that instant little bit of rage, little bit of anger. Once you notice, oh, that's what's not true and that's what is, the energy will dissipate because now you're in truth. And it'll begin just flowing again. So it's kind of like the universe is giving me a red flag. Like, hey, here's what's not true, so that you can really address whatever it is that's actually going on. And at one point, some of my workers were like, just saying like, oh, I didn't do this. You know, and I'm like, yeah, you did. You know, because blah, 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 blah. And it was like, well, the blah, blah, blah was right, but that they didn't do it was not correct. Right. So then once I notice, oh, okay, well, they did it, you know, then you're like, okay, well, now I know the truth, and the energy dissipates. And the thing is it gives you choice. Then you get to go, okay, well, do I want to continue hiring this person who will lie to me from time to time? Are they a good worker otherwise? You know, have they done a good job up until this point? Right. And you can keep them or not. You can make a decision from there, but your decision will actually be based on truth. You'll know, okay, it's okay that they're lying. Like, people lie to themselves. They do it as a defensive mechanism because they don't want to lose their job. Like, things like that happen. You know, people don't always function from the greatest of integrity. So, you know, in that sense, you then have a choice. And then you're functioning from awareness. So the other time this comes up, and again, I spoke of this earlier, but it's really important, is if there's a predator present, okay, which is really, really, really important if you're a mom or dad, right? Because then you get to have, whoa, 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 what's happening here? And you're going to have it as soon as that energy enters the room. Like, or as soon as some, you know, your daughter says, I'm going to go over here, I'm going to go do this. And you go, wait, hold on. What's this energy? Right? And it's really the universe throwing a big red flag in your direction. Now, from the judgment of anger, one of the most detrimental things is that you wouldn't be able to function from that awareness. And you might go into, God, why am I so angry? All my daughter said was that she was going to a friend's house, right? And then you're functioning from unawareness, and then you can't protect your loved ones, and then you can't teach them to protect themselves. And you could see how it really leads down a very unvaluable, not fun road when you're not willing to be the energy of anger and allow it to be a red flag from the universe. Hey, there's something to pay attention to here. And or there's a predator present or somebody's lying to me and I'm trying to make what they're saying true, right? So I once had a few times actually, I had to learn this lesson a few times, but I had different boyfriends that would lie to me, right? And so this last one was like, oh yeah, this isn't happening, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, I could feel that there was this rage inside of me, yet I love the person so much, I wanted to believe that what they were saying was true. And that lie just looped endlessly. And I was so livid. Like, I was like, okay, I got to use my tools. Like, what's the lie here and what's the truth? And then once I could see, oh, they're lying. This is what's true. The whole thing dissipated, I could heal, transform, and move on. So it's important to recognize that it's either somebody's lying to you or there's a predator present, okay? But you won't be able to have those two red flags if you're still in judgment of anger, which is why I just highly recommend that you go through this process and give yourself the gift of this process when anger comes up in your life. Because like I said, you can use that opportunity of somebody pissing you off royally, you know, you can use that opportunity to really open the floodgates on this energy so that this energy is no longer judged in your system. And now it's flowing. And now this energy of flowing love can be used for you to really stand for love, really stand fierce in your love. You know, for me, I stand absolutely fierce for you loving you. I stand absolutely fierce for me loving me. I am unwavering. You cannot make me not love me. Just like you cannot make me not love you. I'm immovable. You can't move me. You're just going to find that I'm still here loving you. Sorry. So it allows your love to finally be unconditional, which is such a cool thing because that brings in amazing self-acknowledgement, and you get to be really proud of you, and you get to really stand with Source because Source is infinite love and it is unconditional. So it creates all of these amazing, beautiful, awesome things in your world. The truth is, there's never been anything wrong with anger. All energies are here to serve you and to serve love. And I bet you, somewhere in your being, you've always known that. I mean, imagine if instead of your parents coming at you with this Mount Vesuvius of anger, saying it's your fault and you're the reason why, you know, I don't have money or, you know, I don't have a life or whatever kind of explosion was there. Now imagine they, when you had some anger come up in your childhood, like, they weren't listening to me, and you started throwing a tantrum, that your parents actually jumped on your side and said, yeah, you're right, they're not. Come on, let's stand for that. You know, nobody gets to not listen to you. Nobody gets to try to take away your choice. You know, nobody gets to tell you what you can and cannot choose. You are the captain of your ship. You are the one that's choosing. You are the one that's in control of your destiny. And guess what? When you say no, it means no, right? Could you imagine if your parents got on your side and showed you that they were actually on the side of your choice? They were on the side of you choosing for you? And it may seem like, wait, if I do that, oh my gosh, my kids are not going to eat any vegetables. And nah, you'd be surprised, right? So, because in there you can throw in, yeah, I deserve to have my health, right? And so they're saying, oh yeah, I do. I deserve to have my health. I deserve to eat food that is actually going to serve me. And they're going to be like, yeah, I do. You're right, Mom. I deserve to eat food that's going to serve me. I deserve to have food that's going to help me be healthy and have fun and have joy and enjoy my life. And all of a sudden, they're back on the side of vegetables, right? So don't find a reason in your world why you think this isn't going to work, because it will. When you really look at how do I stand with love, as love, and for love here, you can get on love's side in anyone. Absolutely anyone. And you can help them be strong and be that strength and that unwavering love in a space that they don't know how to. You know, you can even give them this audio and be like, here, try this. Right? And they'll be like, oh my God, I'm such in power now. This is freaking awesome, right? And I do find too, in working with people, sometimes it takes a little bit of working with me in order to really harness this audio and work with this audio, because we're kind of undoing layers of hurt and pain and fear. And usually the anger is kind of the last to go, right? So I want you to just take this audio put it in your back pocket. You've got an ace in your pocket, okay? And when anger comes up, pull it out, do the work. You'll be so happy you did. You'll be ecstatic that you actually have the tools that actually work to have anger work for you and for love instead of against you and against love.